Going on vacation? Let's check out checking into hotels. Mr. Gibbons is calling the Basil Heights Hotel to book a room.
Good morning, Basil Heights Hotel. How can I assist you today?
Hello. I have a bad internet connection, so I can't use your website. I'd like to book a room, please.
Certainly. When are you planning to arrive?
This Friday.
No problem. How many nights would you like to stay?
3 nights.
Of course. How many guests will there be?
2. My wife and myself.
Perfect. May I have your name, please?
It's Baldrick Gibbons.
Thank you, Mr. Gibbons. Your reservation for 2 people is confirmed, starting on Friday, October 13th, for 3 nights. You'll be required to pay when you check in, and the total will be NT$30,000. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Is breakfast included with the room?
Yes. The rate includes a complimentary continental breakfast.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you for the information.
You're welcome. If you have any more questions or need assistance during your stay, feel free to ask. We eagerly look forward to seeing you. Have a great day.
Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And oh my gosh, I really need a vacation.
Oh, I'm so tired. Here.
I have like a really stiff neck just from like, you know,
Laojin.
Working so hard.
Oh my gosh,
right?
You busy girl.
I know, I think we should totally go on vacation.
We should. So before we do that, shouldn't we learn like the tips on how to check in or check out into hotels?
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a really good point because sometimes I know a lot of people when they go on vacation, they're just like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. So you know what? Don't worry. Laura
Leave
and I
it to us.
Have it covered for you. Exactly.
Yeah, we're so organized.
I know. And we're so smart. So this article for today says, going on vacation, let's check out checking into hotels.
Ooh, I love that.
So
okay.
Cute.
So today, 今天我们要教大家订房的攻略哦。那就是预约到入住一次上手。First, I'm going to explain that check out here in the title. It means to check out something, to take a look, 就是瞧瞧。而 check out 其实它要在其他上下文也有办理退房的意思。不过呢，在我们的文章的开头，这个标题是有一种说法来呼应本题主客的一种意味。They are playing with words.
I know, so cute. So yeah, let's check it out.
Check it out.
All right, we're going to look at a conversation.
Right.
And here we have the scenario. It says, Mr. Gibbons is calling the Basil Heights Hotel to book a room. Ooh, it sounds fancy. Okay, so as he's booking the room, of course, who answers the phone? It's the hotel receptionist. And the receptionist says, good morning, Basil Heights Hotel. How can I assist you today? Now, let's take a look at the word assist here. It's a verb and it means to help somebody do something. So it just, in an easy way, could say to help someone. Okay? You can insist in or assist with something. For example, Jenny assisted in sorting tasks for the group project. Okay? We can also use it in a sentence like this. The parents assisted in setting up the school's Halloween fair. As always.
Okay. Assist 是什么呢？就是帮助啊，协助。它是个动词哦。那通常我们会用 assist somebody with something.就是帮助啊，或者是协助某人做某些事情。举例来说 ，I assisted my classmate with her math homework. How nice！、嗯、我协助我的同学进行他的数学作业。那它的名词哦，注意是 assistance。OK， 就也有帮助啊、协助的意思。举例来说好了 ，The store's clerk provided assistance.To the customer looking for shoes, 就是店员提供那位找鞋子的顾客协助哦。
All right, Let's continue looking at our article. Mr. Gibbons says,
Gibbons.
Hello. I know that's such a fun name.
I know, right?
Gibbons. Hello. I feel like he's British somehow. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't do the British accent. I think Pat will kill me.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I have a bad internet connection, so I can't use your website.
Oh,
that's why you need to call in, because usually it's easy to book it online.
Right.
But what does he mean here by connection? It's a noun and it means, well, I want to teach you guys the original meaning of connect, so I think it makes a bit more sense.
Yeah,
so when you connect something, it means you combine two things together. In the article, it's talking about an internet connection, so it's the state of being connected to maybe like a service, like a phone service, the internet, and things like that. So if the internet connection is bad, we can also, you know, say it's very lag sometimes, L-A-G, or it's very lagging or laggy. Or, you know, an easier way is to say, oh, there's really bad Wi-Fi
here. That's the easiest.
I know, that's the easiest. Now, how do we use connection in a sentence? We can say, Dennis checked the connection at the hotel before his Zoom meeting.
Smart. 没错，刚刚有仔细听 Tiffany 在说 connection 是什么意思吗？在本课指的是网路连线或者是电话连线，也可以用 connection， 它是一个名词哦。举例来说 ，the Wi-Fi connection had problems， the video was laggy。哎，我也提到刚刚 Tiffany 说到的字哦，就是 Wi-Fi 连线有问题啦，影片卡卡的，懂字懂字懂字。Don't you, don't you, don't you? You know that song?
I know
that one. Right? You know Kesha Jinian.
I love it. All right. Well, yeah. So if you have a bad connection, you say bad Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Tongue twister. Yeah. Okay. Anyways. So the reason why, Mr. Gibbons is calling is because he can't use the website.
Oh.
Now, website here is a noun and it means a set of pages on the internet where maybe a company or organization puts, you know, their information on it. It can also be for an individual person as well. Okay, so it's basically a digitalized book, kind of info book. For example, we can say we checked the website for more info on the ticket prices, opening and closing times of the museum.
Nice, very smart. Okay. Website 很重要哦，如果我们要查任何的资讯，我们应该要知道这个字，因为它就是网站的意思啦。它是一个名词，官方网站。That's really hard.
That is hard.
In English, it's easier. Official website. Okay. Now I'm going to use an example sentence. I often browse that food website to find new restaurants so we can go together.
I know, yummy. I love doing that too.
I know.
Okay. Next, Mr. Gimmon says, I'd like to book a room, please. I'd like to make a reservation. Or you can say, I'd like to make a booking as well, if you need to, you know, get a room.
Note that down.
Yeah.
BG, I'd like to book 几个房间, how many rooms, please. 就是我想预定几个几个房间,然后麻烦了,这个句型要把它记起来哟。
Yeah, and you can also be more advanced and say,
right?
I would like a twin room or a deluxe room, if you know what type of room you're getting. Okay, now, the hotel reception, it says, certainly, when are you planning to arrive? When are
This
you coming over?
Also a great sentence you guys have to learn when you're booking a hotel. Okay, so他就问了说 When are you planning to arrive? 诶那你预计何时抵达呢
Listen to this keyword.
Yes.
Mr. Gibbons says, this Friday.
Oh,
and the receptionist says, no problem. Okay, so there is room. He says, how many nights would you like to stay?
That's also very common. That's what they ask. Okay, 就是 how many nights would you like to stay? 通常呢就是他们一定会问到就是你预计要待几晚呢
They have to make sure they have enough space, right? Enough rooms for you to stay.
Right.
Mr. Gibbons says, 3 nights and 3 days. No, I'm just kidding. And the receptionist says, of course.How many guests will be there?
Yeah. Oh, this is also very...
Yeah, sorry. How many guests will there be? Sorry.
This is also very important, right? 他当然会想要知道说有总共有几位宾客去记住这个很重要的句型哦。How many guests will there be?
Yeah, because then you can determine, okay, do you need like...
A bigger room or smaller one, whatever?
Big bed, two beds.
Ooh.
It depends. Ooh. Okay, Mr. Gibbons says... Two, my wife and myself. Okay, and the receptionist, hotel receptionist says, perfect, may I have your name, please? And then Mr. Gibbons says, it's Baldrick Gibbons.
Okay.
So, like, proper British, I don't know.
Sounds posh for some reason. Okay, 所以他有两位哦，就是有他跟他的太太。然后这时候饭店的接待员就说，好的，那他当然最重要来了，他问他的姓名。那原来他的全名就叫做 Baldrick Gibbons.
Okay, proper, fancy. Such a proper gentleman. The hotel receptionist says, thank you, Mr. Gibbons. Your reservation for two people is confirmed, starting on Friday, October 13th for three nights.
Friday the 13th.
Is this a lucky or unlucky day? Okay, but anyways, regardless of how unlucky or lucky that day is, the reservation is confirmed. It went through. Now, what is a reservation? It's a noun here, and it means an arrangement for a seat or a spot at a restaurant, on an airplane, and on a train, hotel, and many of those things.
Right.
We also saw another word here. We saw the word confirm. Confirm is a verb, and it means to make sure that an agreement is definite or true. You want to be really, 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 really sure of something, so you would say confirm. For example, you can confirm something like, please confirm your reservation by clicking on this link, okay? And a lot of times, maybe restaurants do this to make sure that you really are coming and to make sure that there aren't any changes to maybe the number of people or the time that you are coming. And they also don't want you to do something called a no-show. That means you just show up, you don't show up, and then you don't tell them. We can also use confirm that. Can you confirm that you're coming to the party by Friday? Okay, so you can use confirm in ways like this, but we can take a look at a sample sentence. We can say, did you confirm with the bride and groom that you're going to their wedding?
So it's so important when you're booking or you're reserving a room, you should be listening for this. Your reservation for how many people is confirmed starting on blah, blah, blah date for how many nights. 这个句型很重要，因为你要听他到底有没有讲错。他说，哦，我已经确认哦，就是像是我们在课文，他说已经确认你两个人的预定已经 OK 了。那他的日期刚有记住是13号星期五嘛，10月13日星期五开始。那总共是有三个晚上哦。那刚刚 Tiffany 老师一直解释的 reservation 当然就是预定啊预约啊，它是个名词。那一定要确认哦，就是要听到对方说 it's confirmed， 我们有确定这个是 OK 的，这些日期这个人数。 confirm 这个动词就是确定的意思。举例来说， please confirm your email address is correct。 Oh, this is also very important, OK? 请确认的电子邮件地址没错， because you don't want to send it to the wrong email.
Yeah, or like don't receive anything. You're like, huh, I don't have any information. So it's very important to confirm everything. Yeah, you want to make sure you're going on the right date, they have the right date,
right.
Or like they have the reservation, because what if you show up and you're like, huh? There is no Mr. Gibbons.
But don't mispronounce this word as 我跟你 confirm 了啦。
Have you heard of that before?
它不是 confirm, 是 confirm.
Yes, because conform is another word.
I was going to say.
Yes, confirm. Okay, try that. Okay, next the hotel reception says, you'll be required to pay when you check in, and the total will be NT$30,000. Is there anything else I can assist you with? Okay, all right, so now the hotel is giving a bit more details about, okay, when should you pay? How much is it? And the hotel mentioned you should do this when you check in. When you check in, it means that this is the action you do when you arrive at a hotel or, you know, at the airport. You go to the counter and you say, you know, I'm here, I'm registered here. I'm going to be on this plane. I'm going to be on the train. I'm going to be staying here, and to make sure that everything is confirmed.
Not confirmed.
Not confirmed.
Okay.
Okay. Confirmed. Yes.
Yeah. 所以刚刚我们又听到一个很重要的句型咯。You'll be required to pay when you, 那刚刚是在讲说你 check in 的时候呢 and the total will be 多少钱就是你将需要在什么时候支付款项那总金额为多少要不然可能你进去就不能住因为要赶快提早付钱哦。所以他在办理入住时需要支付。那刚刚听到的是新台币3万元哦可能他的房间还不错哦。
Uh-huh.
那他说还有什么我是可以为你提供帮忙的吗或是帮助的吗那我们有学到 check out, you check it out, 可是这里的 check in 就是登记入住。For example, please check in at the front desk first, 就是请先在柜台办理登记 so we know you're here.
Yeah, and then they can prepare everything
right,
for you.
Right, and tell you your room number, etc.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Mr. Gibbons, he continues and he says, is breakfast included with the hotel, with the room?
Right.
Okay, and the receptionist says, yes. The rate includes a complimentary continental breakfast.
Yummy.
All right, now, rate here is a noun and it means it's a fixed amount of money that is charged or paid for by something. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might have a rate for money currency. For example, like how much is Taiwanese dollar to the US dollar? You might have a rate for a tax or something called interest rates if you invest your money or save your money in a bank. But yeah, we're talking about the rate for a hotel room. How much does this room cost?Okay, now we can use it in a sentence like this. There is a reduced rate for students if you purchase anything from the store.
Oh, so can nice. I pretend I'm a student then?
You totally look like one,
right? Right. Okay, 好咯。那如果呢，你是很注重早餐，像我很晚起，我还好哦。
Yeah.
你就可能会问到说 is something something? 那在这里指的是Breakfast. Is breakfast included with the room? 就是房型有包含早餐吗？那刚刚有提到 rate 这个字呢，其实就是金额费用，它是一个名词。For example, this hotel has a reasonable room rate. 这家饭店的房价蛮合理的哦。那刚刚我们有提到说，当然可以，因为我就3万块，一定要送一下早餐，好不好？有点贵哦。Complimentary 就是免费的，也就是我们有加赠，就是有送给你这个早餐。这个字是形容词。Or continental breakfast， 我跟 Tiffany 出国，可能很想吃这个，就是欧陆式的早餐哦。它可能通常会有奶油面包啦、啊、咖啡啊、茶，有时候可能会有酥皮甜点，或是Croissant. Oh my god.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Yummy. Let's,
can we please go traveling together?
I know. I really need to
We've been
go.
Saying this so
my
much.
My neck is so stiff.
I know. You need that vacation.
All right. So, yes. So, Mr. Gibbons, we can continue. And yes, of course, it's included in this hotel room
rate.
Yeah.$10,000 per night is expensive. So Mr. Gibbons says, sounds wonderful. Thank you for the information. The hotel receptionist says, you're welcome. If you have any more questions or need assistance, remember this word, during your stay, feel free to ask. Now, feel free to do something. It just means like, don't hesitate or feel shy to maybe ask me something. Like, I can say, feel free to help yourself to some coffee or some snacks or...Feel free to call me anytime if you need to talk.
I do that all the time.
I know. So it's just to reassure the other person that, you know, don't be shy to do so-and-so. Yeah. You can also say, don't be shy to ask or don't be shy to grab some coffee, for example.
I won't be shy.
I know.
Okay. 对,没错。如果你是一个未来想要当一个 hotel receptionist, 你就要背这一句哦。If you have any more questions or need assistance during your stay, feel free to ask. 如果你在住宿期间有其他的问题或需要协助，请随时提问哦。那我们也来学一下这个非常常见的 feel free to， 就是尽管怎么样，请随意。那后面我们要接原形动词哦，像是如果你邀请人来你的派对啊，或是你家，你就可以说 feel free to have some snacks and drinks， 请随意享用点心跟饮料哦。
Okay, so let's continue reading. And it said, the hotel reception says, we eagerly look forward to seeing you. Have a great day. Now, eagerly is an adverb, and it just means that you're really, really excited about something. Like, remember Hermione in Harry Potter?
Uh-huh.
She was so eager to learn spells and magic. That's, you know, that's also why she's always like raising her hands and
Teacher's
sitting in the
pet.
Front row. Yes. For example, we can say the children eagerly waited for Christmas morning so they could open their presents.
Yay. Oh, okay, eagerly, 这有热烈的、热切的或是渴望的。它是个副词。For example, I'm eagerly looking forward to the summer vacation. 那 look forward to 后面呢，我们要注意要接 V-I-N-G, 或者是一个名词，就是期待什么什么。I'm looking forward to Christmas. 所以最后课文就提到说，哎，我们非常热切的期待您的光临，祝你有美好的一天咯。
Yay, I'm excited.
I know.
I really am so eager to go on vacation with you.
Hello, and also, I am so eagerly to ask you this for your chat question.
Okay.
What's the best hotel you've stayed at? Talk about your experience.
Oh, the best hotel I've ever stayed
right?
at is...Disney World, the one in Florida. Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I've been to that one.
Okay.
Maybe I have when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Okay, it's so much fun because Disney World, it's like massive.
Oh,
and every hotel has its own theme.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember one where I went with, you know, my grandma, grandpa, all like...My
okay.
childhood friends.
Okay.
It was like two or three families together.
Oh
it was like a huge like vacation. It was so much
Nuts.
Fun because we stayed at a Disney themed hotel. It was like the wilderness and you were camping.
Oh my god,
it was so much fun.
Let's go together again
as
adults.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I can afford it. But yeah, it's so much fun. I think that's one of the best hotel experiences. And I guess maybe some hotels in Japan too are really
right.
quite nice. The hot springs.
Oh my gosh, stop talking. We need that vacation. Let's book a hotel now.
Okay, all right.
So you guys have a chat about this question. We're going to go and book our trip.
Yeah, so BRB. Bye.
Vocabulary review.
Assist. If you need help with setting up your computer, Jason will be the one to assist you.Connection. Rebecca couldn't hear what her mom was saying over the phone because the connection was so bad. Website. Sherry is learning how to build her own website because she wants to start an online business. Confirm. Amy was asked to confirm her address before the bank mailed her a new credit card. Rate.The company providing Jack's internet service raised its rate, so Jack switched to a cheaper one. Eagerly. Tim dressed up for Halloween and eagerly asked all of his neighbors for candy.
智慧小补帖
Reservation. Complimentary.Continental breakfast.